It's ironic, we used to think about HER2-positive disease as the worst type of breast cancer, and now there's too many new agents out there. Okay, just a couple real quick questions. I want to get to pertuzumab and T-DM1. Those are the two really hot areas coming out in HER2-positive disease. But just real quick, Joyce, what about patients with node-negative small tumors that are HER2-positive? In the past, people with small node-negative tumors didn't get anything or didn't get chemo. What about the HER2-positive?
Well, we have limited data to really know the natural history of these HER2-positive subcentimeter breast cancers. Of course, they're heterogeneous. Some may be very aggressive, ERPR negative, highly proliferative, HER2-positive with lots of LVI, et cetera. Obviously, that's an extreme example. On the other side, we may have a indolent triple-positive where you have to actually wonder, well, gee, is it the ER or is it the HER2 who's really in charge? You know, because when you see a lot of that progesterone receptor that's present, and particularly if the proliferative status is not particularly high, HER2 may be just there along for the ride, and the cancer may be really driven by ER. So we really have to individualize. Generally speaking, if you've got a cancer that looks like it's got some aggressive biology, you know, higher grade, ER negative or PR negative, we do think about chemotherapy. You know, the NCCN guidelines suggest a consideration of chemotherapy and trastuzumab for T1B N0, so over 5 centimeters in size. Steve Jones, my partner, did a clinical trial in U.S. Oncology of 4 cycles of docetaxel cyclophosphamide and trastuzumab, with the trastuzumab going for a year, but just 4 cycles of chemotherapy, and looked at 4 years median follow-up, and there were 130 patients that were subcentimeter, and no one recurred at the 4-year mark. Of course, they got endocrine therapy too. So it appears that these patients can do very well with the chemotherapy trastuzumab. The issue is we don't know exactly how poorly they would do with just regular chemotherapy or endocrine therapy, and probably they would do quite well. So it's probably not a large increment in benefit with the trastuzumab, but I think it's certainly reasonable for the T1B N0s.
And I can tell you, we're about to send out our latest patterns of care study. Incidentally, if you want to receive it, give us your email. We'll send it out to you. But I can tell you, we presented a case of a 0.8 centimeter tumor. It's a pretty small tumor, node negative, HER2 positive, to 100 oncologists in practice and 41 clinical investigators in breast cancer. More than 90% of them would treat the patient with some kind of chemotherapy. A lot of them used the trastuzumab. A lot of them used the Dana-Farber regimen that Georgia was talking about.